We were speaking earlier about fairly controversial medical transfer bill passed the Senate this morning. This means doctors will now have more power to decide whether asylum seekers should come to Australia for medical treatment. This also means, and confirmation this morning from the Prime Minister, that the Christmas Island Detention Centre will now reopen. Let's go to Christmas Island and talk to the CEO of the Shire of Christmas Island, David Price. David, thank you for your time this morning. How do you respond to the government's announcement to reopen that detention centre?
Well, as I understand it, the Prime Minister indicated today that they'll reopen it to deal with the prospects of arrivals as well as dealing with the prospects of transfers as a result of that legislation passing in the Senate this morning. So I'll just deal with prospecting your arrivals. As I understand it, the legislation grandfathers such transfers for medical reasons to current people that are on Manus and Nauru. So I don't see how that would open up a flood of boats coming over the horizon again with those circumstances. But if there are people coming to Christmas Island for health reasons, which would have to be approved by the minister, and if one believes that up to 1,000 could arrive here, as has been stated by Dutton and other people, the question in my mind comes to how have we got the medical facilities here to deal with them? When we've got a hospital, it doesn't do operations that people are medevaced out quite regularly here for medical reasons, it's only a small regional hospital, we wouldn't have the capacity to deal with people coming here for medical reasons, both physically and mentally, to be transferred to Christmas Island. They would have to be air-backed off to mainland Australia. And if that's the case, why wouldn't we air-back them off to mainland Australia in the first instance?
If that's the case, David, then what do you think is the motivation of the federal government?
Oh, I think you ought to ask the federal government in regards to that. I've got my views and I don't necessarily wish to express them on the ABC. But one ought to ask them that if people are being transferred here for medical reasons, then you've got to have the capacity to deal with them, you know, with a small hospital environment that we have. And for the life of me, I just can't see how we would be able to handle that. And therefore, they would have to be transferred to bigger medical facilities in mainland Australia to be able to treat them in a humane way for their medical conditions. And if that's the case, why would you bring them to Christmas Island in the first place?
So, based on what you've just told us then, did anyone from the government actually talk to you about this? Were you forewarned that this was going to happen and these concerns discussed with you?
No, absolutely not.
Should you have
I think it's been a political knee-jerk reaction by the government to the passing of that legislation by the Senate today.
So the government
without any thought process through, but they've got an obligation if they make these decisions to say how they're going to actually process people with a medical condition by a small regional hospital that's in Christmas Island. That if a person has a compound fracture, they're air-vacced out. There's no operations done on Christmas Island, and some of these people would have serious mental problems that needs to be done by specialists. We haven't got the specialists here to do that.
We're running out of time, David. Just in the last 30 seconds then, would you be asking for a hospital if the government was to push forward with this plan?
Well, we'd be asking to give a proper explanation and detailed response as to how medically we could facilitate the transfer of unwell people from Manus and Nauru to Christmas Island and deal with them effectively in a humane way. Just opening the detention centre doesn't do that.
We'll leave it there. David Price, thank you for your time. He's the CEO of the Shire of Christmas Island.